Beginning the current daf Masechtas Nazir daf Tes Vav. We begin on basically Tes Nazir. We begin with the Gemara. Continue with the Braisa that started on an Aleph. Abba Shalom, he says no. I feel like see better of a regal. Even if you didn't cut here and before the yomtiv mutl sabach regal, he says you'll have to cut here after the yomtiv. So Tes points out Poligat Tanikama. This is the Tanikama. First of all, the sabar because he holds the regal and bottom cholin. Yeah, the yomtiv nullifies null situations even if you didn't cut your hair every yomtiv. More of a Paul Bachriti. This gives another point. As a quote from the words of Abba Shalom, Sabin Abraisa, Shakashem Shemitz, Gimon Batal, Mavitel Gizel Zion, just like the mitzvah of 3 days of Shiva already nullifies the whole Shiva, Kach Mitzvah Zion, Mavitel Gizel Lamed, so too the mitzvah of 7 nullifies the Gizel of Lamed, meaning, as Tayyip explained, the Poly Tanikama Mazaches. It just gives the Tanikama requires that you're already in the 8th day to have done already some of the Shleshim. No, doing Shleshim Lebechi is Mavatel the Zion of Shiva, and doing the Shiva Mavatl the need of Shleshim. As Tosis continues quoting from the words of the Gemara, Lab Mishum isn't because the Ksavi Yem Zayin that he holds day 7 Oilam in your Shiva counts for the Shiva, Muktas Oilam in Lan, and someone already counts for the Shleshim, Abishum Be'emtsavis, even though you're in the middle of this, and that's the main point that he was trying to prove from Abishal, like Rav. And that the Gemara says, no, because maybe where do we find Abishal only saying it as you continue with the words of the Gemara, Ilbevel Zerabon, only Bevel Zer Rabbinic. The minatay in the oval, Yemish could probably be only day one. It's like it says in the pasuk in Amos, says Vachrisuke Mar, and the end is like a bitter day. But as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara Zizda Daraisa, but by biblical Nazirah, the Shinim occurred to be in Lamadim that we expand for Bazi in 30 days. That lo yamin the mixim lekan that will not say necessarily that the day could will count for either one. Therefore, we have no raya for Rav. Next test not to bring the Gemara Sheshachtoi Vezorkala Basheni. So the Gemara says, okay, who's Rav like Rabbi Yasi? Which is this halacha that we find in the Braisa, that you have a Zav that had 2 discharges, that they went and they slaughtered for her the Korban Pesach on her 2nd day, meaning the day that Shemer Yom for, which at Pesach, which on Erev Pesach, and they slaughtered the Korban Pesach for. And then, as Tais quotes from the words of the Braise of Acher Ras, and then she had a discharge. He said, in the Cheles, the Braise says she cannot eat. Why? That's Balela Pesel Bishi Nitma, Lamaisa, she's Tom right now. But as Tais continues quoting from the words of the Gemara, but she's exempt from being a Pesel Sheni. As Tais explains, because the Bashar Shechit at the time of the slaughtering, he says she was Tar. So, says Tais from the words of the Gemara, my time to read, what's the reason? Lamisha Mitzim Kakula isn't because part of the day is like the whole day. And as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, taking out the words "mimay b'dilma shem niksava," and "mikan laba mitame," and it's from here on that there's going to be tama. So then it comes out "kibeshash chid v'zrik" at the time of the slaughtering, comes out and spring of the blood, Tosfos daray Gemara, she was totally tar because "mikan laba mitame" of the memory. The tama is only from here on, not retroactive. And "mechiyad v'chazav" when she subsequently does have a discharge on that day that she shemel zempo, during the "mikan laba," we make her tama from here on. And then the following day she has to do a full shimur for this part of the day was tummy. Alma, so we see the yom sheni is there the 2nd day. We consider part of it as tar up until she had the discharge, which is a shmir for the previous day. That's what we're saying. That's why the slaughtering and the spring of the blood for our kompas was done b'tahara. But part of it considers a day of tum. They'll have a yom shalachar, so that the following day has to be a shimur l'hamikzayim for a shimur for some of this day, which is like Rav. But the states went up a rabban and pliki, they disagree. I'm afraid they say no, the tumah is retroactive. Well, we consider this a totally tumah, like the day of the previous day. Now for Rav, that's the Gabbis. Meaning that even though it would be logic to say that we consider today totally tumah as the previous day, guess what the rabban like it's the rabbanon. That's what we see over here. There be Yasi, Makshibulakamakam, considers it no, as both. Finding as far as Rav, that's like this Rav, that's something more wants to say. So it says, Vedusha Kras B'Svam, this that it says in some text, that B'dilma Shum Niksava, oh, maybe it's because he holds. So it says, like saying that we don't have that gear. So because the Ilav Hachi, because if, or as some gear says, have the Ilav Niksim Kekulai, because if not for Niksim Kekulai, then Mamahani Shein Metam L'Mafreya. What does it help that it's not Metam L'Mafreya? So it's obviously only with the 2 svaras together, and that's what, it's all one statement. So like it says, Master Begin with the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, you're like Rabbi Yisi. The question is, does Rabbi Yisi really hold like this? But within the Braisa, Rabbi Yisi says, as there's a quote from the words of the Braisa, Zav Bosh Deiris. Yeah, but Zav that had 2 discharges, why are we picking Davka 2 Re'iris? Because Il Bosh Leisha, had he had 3 discharges, like Chazil Meichel, as the Gersa of the Maharanchberg is Laur to Bekadshim, taking out the next three words in brackets. He wouldn't be able to eat that evening kachin until day 8 should become a when he brings karbanos. Now, you cannot pick the case on day 8, then he had a discharge, that it should, oh, then be retroactive, the tumah of his bedding or his chair, because the miyam zameh it's not true, from day 7 and on, after day 7, pasuk hastir has the girsa, then the demolishing stops, because really after your days of yeziva, actually, whatever he sat on or laid on, that was after the tefillah would be actually tar. Even if he sees today on day 8, limit amlefer without retracting the so that wouldn't be a good case. It has to be specifically azav that had two discharges. So we said they slowly come past them on day 7, or shemes yom kinegidim, which is the same case as the previous brisa, and then they saw. So the brisa said, ah, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the brisa, av bishem mitamin mishkan mishkan lefer, even though they contaminate their bedding and the chair retroactive, as Tase explains, even if you tevel on day 7, Mishkubas lachat tefillah, that whatever he said on after the tefillah, tamei lachat tamei, and it's going to be sasa minyan, it's going to demolish his counting. But it's going to be like in the beginning, that's like it says in the you have to count 7 days, but in Kansan Yom, you don't have 7 days. And the Brisa says, still going to be potter from being a Pesach Sheni. Now, says Tase, it's going to be retractably tamei, you don't say the part of the day was like the whole thing. Now we're questioning that same exact case of Shemeres Yom. Shandi Gemara answers, as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, what does it mean, Lamafreya? It means Midirabana. But says Tosfos, yeah, biblically, you would be Tar. So that therefore is like how Rabbi Yisi had said in the previous verse. And Tosfos quotes in the words, next words of the Gemara, so it's illogical to say this, because if you're going to say it's Midiraisa, why would you be part of Pesach Sheni? So on that, Taisa brings Vedachi, the Gemara rejects and says, no, that's not a raya, because Imlcha, I could tell you, Tumasatahoim, the Ziva Hetiru, that it's actually, the Tumah could be retroactive biblical, so then Hay Yetzi Karm Pesach, because the Tumah of the depths of Ziva, they permitted Kalim, in other words, Imlcha would tell you, Shemitam Lama Frame of the Rice, no, maybe the Tumah retroactive is biblical. Ubertun last Pesach Shem, still you'll be exempt from being Pesach Shem, how's that possible, you would tell me? Because Allah Mesh Mesena, it's Allah Mesh Mesena, the Tumah the Mess, or the Tumah Satahoim, is hutra loisi pesach is permitted for those who bring karm pesach. By tans really, this time holds that the tumatim the ziva hutra loisi pesach. That even the tumatim of ziva, that it's going to permit you for those who bring karm pesach. As Tesis, the next divine asshole, explains what does it mean hatahayim the depth. Pish. B'shashchid, it means at the time of the slaughtering, yashav alevan achas, you were sitting on one stone. Lo yinay deklal shekepetach, you didn't know that there's a grave beneath you. Adachashchid, until after the slaughtering was done. Then, noitlish, and it became a time, he realized it became tummy from a grave that was deep down the depths. That's something that Halacha Mishnah seen that you will yet to Yechiva of Kompasa. Here also, like other Mishnah, the person didn't know at the time of slaughtering, and Machra came to her Batist, at least, she subsequently going to have a discharge and demolish to be Tame. And Tumas HaTohim, it Tihul, Isa Pesach, Benoze, and of the depth, doesn't literally mean bad, that means you had no way of knowing that they permitted for those who bring the Pesach and Benoze, and that's why you will yet to Yechiva of Pesach. And there's quotes from the words of Gemara, Ba'afer Ba'ishia, Usra Ba'ishia, as Tase explained, Kaish, you know, just going in the answer to Mafreya Rabbanan that the whole Tumah retroactive is only rabbinic. He also holds that, yeah, because the Tumah of Mafreya would actually be that that this Mafreya is only rabbinic, but the biblical, actually, it is Mekan Labba. As the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the Rabbeishi says that Aval, or I think he says, yeah, Aval or not, but Haraya Zayv, which Tesis Pirashash Bekets Son and Psachim, he said, like Dina Hevaka, he said, I don't know what that's going on. He makes Tesis Master begin with the Gemara that, so if someone, if he sees a discharge on the seventh day, say that Shlefan the Bechulu, it demolishes that what's before him, etc. In other words, Tesis explained, in other words, all these Sipurish and stuff, all that he counted is undone. And Tzachlin Nazan Yamachim, you have to count another 7 days. On that, as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, on that, Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said to him, why? Why would demolish everything? Lo yinistei liyom, it should only demolish the day itself. As Tosfos explains, Yachzav Yisbu Yemech, it should go and count over one day. And Tosfos says, Vabin, 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 Rabbi Yechanan, we asked him, the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, I don't understand. Isasar, Kula Vail Mister, if you're demolishing, all of it should be demolished. So it says in the Pasuk, Sabla Zayin Yom, Latar, Asi, Shkan, 7 days of impurity, Shletitim, Lavasay, Vain Tam, you can't have any impurity interrupting in between. And Tosfos brings the Perkei Tzitzayim Gavas, and over there in Psachim, The gear says ik sabun mafir matam. Anything, it's retroactive to tama for the kolonist, and everything should be demolished. Be mekan la bom matam b'tumas from here and on. So yemin namin like nistish shouldn't demolish even the day itself. That he could use shen shal zibachet is really like the first discharge of another ziva. Bein be'el tumas ever should only be tumas till the evening. Yit will every time you should actually purify yourself. Table for Torah's the evening become tar. Because kamla we know that Allah has riyush shen shal zav. The first discharge of zav carry ba'amu. It's just carry. So what's this opinion of Rabbi Yechonon? So ultimately amends it to say as Tezikor Tochikam Allah Yisto B'lo Yemi. Right. Kolayim, in other words, Afil Yemi, even a day itself, you should not be saying. So Levishikor Allah Mixos Yemi, you already count the part of the day, but Shalom Yisporim, you already finished his counting. Yes, Mechalaziv already got removed from the category of discharge. Now this next Tezikor belongs to Tezayim Aleph. So Amalei, after Bichonon said his thing, so Pirish, another Rebisha said to Rebichonon, as he quotes in the words of Gemara, Rebisha Sabakabasach, Rebisha Hazak you. Which Tais explained, Hashtamasik, now the Gemara is concluding, Rabbi Yishi Yisrael, I live with Rabbi Yisi, we're finding where is it Rabbi Yishi holds it, according to Rabbi Yisi, so Matam Lafay, this day holds that Tum is rejected, and Rabban is rabbinic, because really biblically, like we said, it's Mekan Laba, which is again like this teaching of Rab, that it's going to be Oy Lekan, U Lekan.